Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I went to the doctor yesterday, Nicole, because I keep waking up every morning convinced that my eyes have changed colour.
What did he say?
He told me, you're fine. It's just a pigment of your imagination.
You know what? I'm actually going to start forbidding you to do these intros. Did you make that up?
Sort of.
Maybe it's your jokes that need fixing, not your eyes. I'm Nicole Goodman.
I'm Lauren Mishcon, and this is Self Care Club.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
If you haven't guessed by my fabulous joke,
they definitely
at the top
haven't.
Of the show,
they haven't.
Today's show is all about colour.
I reckon they guessed from the title.
Oh yeah, maybe. It's really a double practice this week because we tested out both colour therapy, that's using colour to help our well-being, and also having a colour consultation, that's a session to find out which colours suit us. So it's a show in two parts.
Chromatherapy, more widely known as colour therapy, is the use of coloured light in order to positively impact the body and its functions, as well as regulate emotions. Our bodies are thought to feed on the colours in the natural spectrum of light, with each colour affecting a specific emotion or part of the body. According to this idea, they cause subtle changes in our moods and biology. I mean, that is pretty impressive, yep. Isn't it? The belief that colour plays a big role in healing the body has been around for 1,000 years, and there is evidence that it was practised in ancient Egypt, Greece, China and India.
Hmm.
Well, I would imagine it does.
Sure.
Because it's always been around and it's totally simple, isn't it? Today, colour therapy is largely seen as a complementary or alternative medicine therapy.
Yeah.
I mean, what a sad world we live in that now looking at colour is seen as medicinal. It's a bit shit, isn't it? That just goes to show what a stressful epidemic we live in.
Planet we're on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Is there any science behind colour? I know you love the science bit, so come on, spill it.
Sorry to tell you, the science-backed research on colour therapy is pretty limited.
Oh, I'm surprised.
As it currently stands, medical science cannot confirm whether colour or coloured lights will treat your physical ailments or improve your mental health. But there is some evidence to back up the idea that coloured lights can have effects on our bodies, our pain levels and our moods. For example, lots of people know that light therapy is used to treat SAD, seasonal affective disorder.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's light therapy.
Yeah, it's a type of depression that typically appears during the winter. And also blue light phototherapy is commonly used in hospitals to treat neonatal jaundice.
Yes.
During treatment, babies are placed under blue halogen or fluorescent lamps to absorb the light waves and eliminate bilirubin from their system. I was one of those babies. I was very sick and I had to be under the blue light for a few days.
Do you think that's why you've got good mental health?
No, I don't. Research also suggests that blue light in the daytime can improve our alertness, our attention and our mood. But at night, as we know from our show about sleeping, it can harm us as it suppresses melatonin, which is the hormone that helps us sleep, and it disrupts our biological clock. There's also a little bit of research into green light being effective for migraine and fibromyalgia pain, but that's sort of all in the early stages at the moment.
Colour therapists focus more specifically on the idea that because light moves in waves of varying lengths, each colour has a different wavelength and therefore we sense them all individually. They believe that different colours in the spectrum can harmonise or rebalance the body's inner vibrations. A colour therapy session may look at ways certain colours are corresponding to aspects of your life and invite you to talk about what that may mean. It's a holistic, non-invasive therapy using the energy relating to each of the seven spectrum colours. These colours and their energies resonate with the energy of each of the seven main chakras of the body. Colour therapy can help to rebalance and or stimulate the chakras by applying the appropriate colour to the body and therefore rebalance our chakras. Balance of the energy in each of the body chakras is very important for health and well-being, and it can be used for any problem, whether physical, mental, emotional or spiritual, for specific problems as well as relaxation therapy.
Yeah,
sounds quite good.
With all of this in mind, we spent a week wearing colour therapy glasses.
Yes.
Gifted to us by Anita Buckthorpe, who also helped us with our week. Anita holds a master's degree in psychology focused on career coaching and counselling, as well as emotional intelligence, psychometric assessment and family systemic coaching certificate. She's been an entrepreneur and a founder, working with clients worldwide on achieving goals and emotional well-being in their careers. She's passionate about mental health and holistic solutions backed up by science. She is the founder of the Rainbow Method, based on colour psychology and colour therapy to help different age groups overcome their mental health challenges. And this is what she had to say.
Hello, Annetta, and welcome to the Self Care Club podcast.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, we're good, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. We've got lots of questions for you.
Good.
Let's start with the obvious one. What is colour therapy?
The color therapy is based on a knowledge about colors and psychology behind it. So every color represents a certain emotions. And back days, like in 1920 in Philadelphia, they did a lot of research in hospital curing patients by using chromotherapy, which is a specific projector where they were using different colors. And so they would put the patients with different illnesses for around 45 to 1 hour. And so what they found that those patients had better results in healing than the patients who had the medications. And so,
wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of information about it. It's the approach is called chromotherapy, and I think that was a very big breakthrough in color therapy. I mean, there's a lot of information about color psychology. So I would say a lot of big brands are using colors to kind of sending the message. So our unconscious will pick up on the message that their colors are sending. So every color is represents different emotions. Say like when you see McDonald's, KFC and Burger King using a red one, red color means that is creating their appetite, but it should be creating appetite for more in life. But for us, it's like, okay, you know, so this is how your brain works. It's just the unconscious get the information, and yellow talks about the happiness, and it's very good for like digestion issues. So back days, they were focusing more on healing illnesses. However, you can very easily help people with their mental health, which I'm really passionate about. And I think that was the one thing for me to find an approach to help a vast, size of people, meaning that you can help them with instead people have problem to go to therapy because they're afraid of it and they don't want that stigma, there's still something wrong with me, or the therapy will take years until you unpack something, and it usually is a traumatic event behind that. So what do you want to do? You want to give people, like I said, vitamins for your brains, which takes you then to like, you know, the music have frequencies, and I think we all know that. And then when you meditate, you change your brain waves. You have five different brain waves. So when you focus on the alpha wave and beta wave, then you will see that majority of the people are in a thinking mood, which is a high beta wave, and they are creating like stress, depression, anxiety. And when you use colors, you are creating more the alpha waves, because because colors have a certain frequencies as well. So I think that's the easiest way to explain to people why colors really work well on the mental health and the emotional well-being, because you are actually stimulating your brain. And back days, they did a research where they were putting a landscape and they were putting a colors in front of the people, just showing them a picture. And they had like a special machine, which is called EEG. And you know, it actually measure your brain waves. So what they found that just by showing that the landscape doesn't have that much strong effect that the color does on creating the alpha waves, just as looking at it. So what was important for me to find, you don't have the tool. So we all need tools. There are tools that in coaching, you have many tools, but with colors, you don't have a time to sit in a room for 45 minutes or 1 hour. So that's why it's good to use the glasses.
Right. So your work, your business is a set, which you very kindly gave us when we met you at the Balance Festival, of, is it 10 or 12 different colored sunglasses? So the frames and the lenses are all very strong individual colors, and that's how you work, that's how you help your clients, is that right?
Yeah, this is where I would say that's the first step of like working on your self-development when you want to overcome something. I would say like there are people who are not ready yet to go like dig down or deep down with what's the core. You need to still look at the core of like your emotional problem. However, it's like, you know, when you have a headache, you're not going to go and have an MRI and just check straight away what's happening. You will take a painkiller. When you experience more headaches, then you will get referred to a doctor. It's the same with the glasses. You know, when you experience like stress, then you will wear green glasses. So eventually you will notice the difference, and then you are more likely go and find the core of that. You know, what is the stress? Where usually people are stressed and that's it. So they you know, they will get then depressed, and there's a lot of things happening in their life, which the purpose for the glasses is just to give, like I said, the vitamin for the brain. Like you take your daily vitamins, and this is where you use the colors just to gradually you're supporting That's your nervous system.
So presumably there's many different ways that you can practice color therapy. Can you give us a few examples? Okay, so we've got the glasses, which is something that you practice, mm-hmm. and obviously your environment. What are some other ways that we can practice color therapy?
I mean, you're just having the awareness what you wear. You know, if you are really depressed or you're stressed, you will wear green, you have a green top when you want to go to work. Or, you know, you can put pictures like little cards as well, and just look at the color for a little bit. Or when you have the awareness of what the colors would do for your emotion, then you can find many ways of helping yourself with them.
Can you give us a rundown of the different colors and what they aid?
Yep. So red is talking about the stability, protection. It's very good for grounding. So I use it in the morning, you know.
Okay. If someone's feeling a bit sort of unsettled, then they should do a bit of red color therapy.
Glasses, yeah. But what I found about people is like when they put them on, they're like, oh, it's too strong. But actually, there's a research done about the colors. When you wear them quite often, then after a while, your vision and your brain get used to it. So you actually don't see through the color. You just see normal, which is quite interesting. Okay. But with the red, it's interesting because it's for people who have really low blood pressure, is very good. Or when you have a cold feet. So when you have a cold feet, you put the red socks, and it just creates that. Yeah, it is really interesting about red. But it is a color that is creating a lot of anger as well. So if someone is really angry or have that anger issues, I would not recommend it.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club. So,
yeah,
how did you get on with the classes?
You know what? Should we give a little bit of backstory? When we went to the Balance Festival, as we came in the door, Anita was there.
Yes.
And her stall had her 12 rainbow-coloured glasses. And it was so attractive and inviting.
Yes.
And both of us immediately went, ooh.
So they look exactly like sunglasses.
Yeah, like Ray-Bans.
Like a pair of Ray-Bans.
That shape.
Yeah. The Wayfair shape.
Yeah.
The Wayfarer shape.
Wayfarer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all different colours, really bright.
Colours of the rainbow.
Magenta, green, blue, purple, red, rose gold, all of that.
Rose, yellow, orange, different greens.
So they really spark attention.
Yeah, and the glasses are a solid colour in that colour, as in the arms, the frame and the lens is all the same colour. So it looks very inviting when you see them. And we were quite drawn to her. And then we ended up having a whole chat and it all got quite deep within like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And she gifted us a box. And so we tested them, started wearing them.
We did.
Yeah.
How did you get on with it?
Well, I'll give you a little voice note of one day when I was wearing them.
It is a lovely, perfect early autumn morning. It's sunny, but there's that crispness in the air, those back to school vibes, love it. Kids safely ensconced back in the classroom, back to my normal routine of morning dog walks. And this morning I felt drawn to wearing these pale pink rose spectacles. Mrs. Goodman and I have got quite an important call this morning, so I wanted to bring in some love, some calm, some good vibes, all that shit. And I'm choosing to see the world through rose-tinted spectacles.
There were particular ones in the box that I felt very drawn to. I really wanted the rose pink and I really wanted the yellow and the orange. The others I didn't feel automatically drawn to.
Yeah.
But you did. You liked the blue.
Well, it's after I'd spoken to Annetta that I liked the blue.
And you were jet-lagged that week.
Oh, yeah, I was really jet-lagged. I was really struggling, wasn't I? And also blue is supposed to help with migraines and any sort of brain fog.
Yeah.
So I wore the blue. I wasn't actually drawn to the blue. I was drawn to the magenta.
Ah, okay.
I can't remember what magenta was now, but it was something that didn't really correlate for me. But then she says that you should go towards what you're drawn to.
Yeah. So that's what I did. And I sort of put them on. And then we had another day where we were writing at my house and you wore a pair. Actually, you wore the rose pink ones as well.
The rose pink were the easiest ones to wear because they were the most like a normal lens. They weren't as invasive.
Yes, that's true. Like the red ones, quite hard
and blue
to wear.
A lot of them are quite hard to wear. Listen, you're only supposed to wear them for 10 to 20 minutes a day. You're not supposed to wear them all day.
Yeah.
And she says that's enough to get that colour therapy in.
Yeah.
You want to say how you got on with them?
So I wore the pink ones a couple of times, like when I was doing the dog walk. And you can just wear them as normal sunglasses as well. And they are very easy to see through. So I wore them and I felt fine. I also had to go to a stone setting. A stone setting, for people who don't know, is a year after a funeral in the Jewish religion, they lay the gravestone. So it's you go back to the cemetery and you lay the stone, and I had to go to one of those.
And you put the glasses on?
Yeah, I wore the yellow glasses.
Why?
Because it was like a very sad day. I hadn't been able to go to the funeral because the funeral was COVID restricted, so I hadn't really been able to pay my respects to this person.
No, I understand why you went to the stone setting. Why did you go in the yellow glasses?
Because I was feeling quite sad about it, because I hadn't been able to go to the funeral.
Okay.
And the yellow is supposed to be very good for an uplifting mood.
And?
Well, I wore them.
You're not going to be uplifted at a stone setting anyway, are you?
But you know, I wore them because it's quite a long walk at this particular cemetery.
No one's saying anything about your glasses.
Well, yeah, I was walking with all three of my sister-in-laws, and I was like, "Do you like my glasses?" They were like,
"No, I don't." What has happened?
They're not. I mean, one of them said, "I wouldn't." I mean, Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't have chosen them like for you. I said, well, they're actually colour therapy glasses. They make you feel a bit jollier. Do you want to try them? And they put them on and they weren't really sold on the whole idea. They weren't really buying into it.
I'm really sorry, yeah, but I think you picked a bad moment.
I thought I picked actually a great moment.
Walking through a graveyard.
Well, it was a very, actually quite a lovely sunny day. And I thought, well, maybe I'll like pick up their mood a little bit, make them feel
when
a little
Anetta
less...
said wear them for 20 minutes a day, I think she meant like in the comfort of your own home or perhaps when you're working on the laptop or you're just
well,
doing
I
the
wore
washing.
Them at Bushy Cemetery.
She wore them at a cemetery.
I did.
And then you're trying to push them, who's the self-care bully now, yeah, onto your sister-in-laws that are all feeling really sad and low. And it's like, do you know what? This isn't the time for bright yellow glasses, thanks.
It was. It was the time to try and give them a little bit of uplift and comfort. And that's what I tried to do. But they weren't buying into it, Nicole.
Not surprised.
So I kept
did it lift your mood?
I felt it did because they're bright yellow and they're like just
so you
jolly.
So you felt it did lift your mood?
I don't know if it was the glasses, but
you weren't going to feel jolly walking through a graveyard, were you?
I didn't feel jolly that day generally, but that was why I had the glasses in my handbag. And I kept three pairs in my handbag basically for 2 weeks. And whenever I was feeling it, I just popped a pair on.
You know, we've recorded a lot of podcasts together.
Yeah.
We have sat here looking at each other and we've told each other things about each other. And
yeah,
I have to say, yeah, this definitely goes in as one of the stranger things you've done. I'm a little bit bemused
Are
by
you?
This story. Yeah. I'm baffled.
It feels
I think
very
it's
very normal.
I think
to me.
It's really odd.
I think I've sort of reached a point where nothing's weird to me anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what
well,
I mean?
I'm here
I'm
to
immune
tell you.
To everything.
I'm here to tell you that yeah, your sister-in-law's reaction to the glasses yeah, was probably quite normal.
Maybe, but also they are bright yellow. And I think maybe they just thought, what the fuck is
what
she
wearing?
What the
fuck wearing? Is she doing? Has
what
she
is
lost
she wearing?
The fucking plot? Yeah.
They, or maybe they're just like, listen, this is just what she does now. We just tolerate it and nod and
yeah,
smile.
Yeah, I think that's what
nod
a lot. I think that's what a lot of people do. Yeah. They don't even ask me anymore.
Especially the husbands. He don't never even, asks me anymore. What
occasionally,
I'm doing.
He'll say to me, "I don't know what you're talking about. I know it's something to do with the podcast, but I really don't care."
Yeah, they don't want to know. And they don't no, care. That's fine. That's fine. So, listen, I would like to tell you that I felt substantial, concrete results.
I
didn't.
You used them in the wrong context. Okay, I did mine.
I think that's a little harsh.
In
that's a little harsh.
Maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe I've reflected on it and perhaps it is. I apologise. I apologise. You're right. It was a little harsh.
I used them.
In truth, I just wanted to move on to my week.
Okay, come on. Right, let's hear about your week.
I used them in a normal context.
What's normal?
I know. Normal is a very, very bad word. It's considered very unwoke.
And who wants
I know.
To be normal anyway?
I mean, wearing bright yellow glasses in a cemetery.
I didn't wear them whilst...
Trying to lift your mood.
Can I just clarify? I didn't wear them whilst standing around the stone. And I didn't wear them during the prayer bit in the hall. I only wore them on the sunny walk from the prayer hall to the stone. I didn't stand there like some sort of Tom Cruise character. Hey guys, everyone look at me and my acid yellow glasses at the stone setting. It was
so
just done. For the
so
walk.
As you came out of the prayer hall,
yeah,
you thought, ooh, I know, now's a good time to whip out the bright acid yellow glasses and
yeah,
stick them on my face.
I was
face.
Doing an 8 minute walk in the bright sunshine, so it was. Because many people were wearing sunglasses.
And that won't look odd at all.
Not to me.
When you came back into the prayer hall,
yeah,
did you take them off?
Took them off as I reached the stone. I took them off and put them back in my handbag and then that was it. I didn't put them back on. Just for the short walk in the sunshine.
Got it.
Okay.
You could have just used normal sunglasses and used them at another time.
I was trying to do our podcast. I was trying to do my due diligence. I'm sorry
you know,
for doing my job.
A stone setting is not the time to be working. I'm just saying.
Every time is a time to be working. Anyway... You wore them appropriate normal
Look,
times.
You know, my week is considerably yep, a lot less
Come
interesting than yours because I didn't wear them at, like, you know, parents' evening at school
I
or
wish
anything.
You had.
I should have done. Yeah. I should have done. I had a migraine that week. Obvs. This is pre-mushroom tea. I put them on, the blue glasses. I found them quite difficult to wear and get anything done. I really did.
Because they were hard to look through.
They were hard to look through. Yeah. And also, if I was moving around, like let's say I was doing the washing, they were sort of falling off and stuff. So I just found them difficult.
Annetta says the more that you wear them, the more you get used to the colour and then you don't see the colour anymore.
I know, but you know me and I'm very impatient and I'm not going to give it that period of time to get to that point.
Yeah, yeah.
So sorry, Annetta.
Okay.
Did it help my migraine? Not really.
Did it help with your jet lag?
No, I think the melatonin helped with my jet lag.
Okay.
I then went for the magenta, even though I know that they didn't really correspond to any of the any difficulties that I might have. In truth, I tried a few colours. I put them on for 10 minutes. I found them quite difficult to wear and very distracting. Perhaps that's the point. And I can't say I took them off and noticed any difference in my mood or emotional state.
I agree, but they look really cool.
They're
so nice, and you can coordinate them with literally any outfit.
They're beautifully made.
Yes.
They are beautifully made, and they're a very beautiful set.
Yes, and also you don't have to buy the whole set. You can just buy one
pair
individually.
Well, Annetta says buy one. Only buy one. Don't buy the set, because in her experience, if you buy one, you'll actually use those glasses.
Yes.
And if you buy the set, you probably won't use any of them.
If you had to buy one colour and use it, which one would you use?
It would be the blue. Not because I like the blue colour, but it's all to do with the head and the brain and all of that. And I do get brain fog and I do get migraines.
I'm telling you, I will come next summer wear the yellow and the pink again. I'm not going to wear them in the winter because that would feel a little eccentric, even for me. But...
that's your line, is it?
That's my line. I won't wear them on a December morning.
Walking through a cemetery when it's really depressing. I won't do that again.
But I really, really like them. I like them. I like the idea. It's something easy. And if that's all it is, 10 minutes, stick a pair of glasses on, change your mood, change how you're feeling. I love the idea of it. I just wish I could say to you,
it's not
here is my evidence.
But again, with so many things that we try on the show, it's very hard to measure.
It is hard to measure. It is, it is, which is annoying.
Right.
But we have to bring the truth, because that's the point of our podcast.
Yes. But we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the second part of our week, which was
colour consultation.
Thank you.
Coco Chanel said, the best colour in the world is the one that looks good on you.
Oh, I love it.
I love the way Coco Chanel often comes to our podcast. You know, like she pops up from time to time.
It's only in the last couple of weeks. She's been very present.
She has been. Why is that?
Maybe she was meant to be a guest on our show.
Oh my God, I would have loved that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, there are no rules to fashion. You can wear whatever colours you like. But identifying which colours best flatter you can help you look your best. Just like with your makeup and your hair, the key to finding your most flattering colours starts with your skin tone, or rather your skin undertone, which can be grouped into three categories: warm, cool, and neutral. Of course, we all have more than one colour that suits us. The point is that colour is so powerful that getting it right and getting it wrong can make a huge difference to how you look, and consequently how good you feel, and also how other people perceive you. By wearing the tones that suit us, it gives your look an instant boost. It makes you look younger, it makes you look more vibrant, it makes you look more alive.
How into this are you?
I love it. And by wearing shades that complement your natural colouring, you look healthier and younger.
And who doesn't want all that? There are thousands of shades of colours available, which means shopping is much more exciting, but also a little bit of a minefield. There may be some colours you love, but do they love you back? Be honest. Hold different colours up to your face. If a colour lifts your face and complements your overall look, go for it. If it casts shadows under your eyes and chin and dulls your complexion, ditch it or wear it on the bottom half of your body. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
The colours you wear, but often bold, bright colours on the bottom half of my body are not a good thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, as I have always said, thank God my bum is behind me.
Okay.
The colours you wear close to your face have the most impact. So choose the colour of your tops, jackets and coats very carefully, clubbers. We often instinctively know the colours that work for us and those that don't, but we don't always know why. When you understand why, it helps you make better choices. This is also about colouring your hair as well. It's very handy to know which tone is good for your hair colour.
Sure.
Because don't you find when you have your hair colour, sometimes you have to shift your makeup around a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. Also if I'm tanned or yeah. If it's winter or summer, yeah, of course.
All of that.
Getting your colours right is about matching shades with your colouring, your hair colour, your eye colour, your skin tone, and also with your personality and your style too. Our clothes make a visual statement about us and how we view ourselves. They reinforce our self-image and they help to define who we are. So a colour consultation, which is what we had, involves you sitting makeup-free in front of a mirror while the colour consultant or colour analyst systematically compares and contrasts a range of colours by placing different tones of coloured drapes of fabric next to your skin. From this, you'll see for yourself the difference that various colours make to your complexion.
To do our colour analysis, we enlisted the help of Emma Letzer, who is a personal stylist specialising in wardrobe edits and is passionate about helping women find their confidence through wearing what suits them. She also works for the amazing charity Future Dreams, where she hosts monthly body confidence workshops for women going through breast cancer.
So we did this at your house.
We did.
I was really inappropriately overexcited about this week.
Oh, you really were.
I've wanted to do this, I'm telling you, for 25 years. I can't tell you why. I must have seen it somewhere as a kid.
Because really, at the heart of it, you are ancient.
I know, maybe it was a Trini and Susanna thing.
Did they used to do it?
I'm sure they did. And I loved all those
shows. It's a very old-fashioned, Emma said, it's a very old-fashioned... what do you call it? It's not really a practice. It's an old-fashioned method.
Because the day I did it, I went for dinner with my mum and a couple of her friends. So all ladies who are around 70. And I said, guess what I did today? I had my colours done. Have you ever heard of that? And all of them went, oh, yes, we had that done.
Yeah, but it was huge when they were younger.
It was great. Let me guess what you are. So then we all guessed what season we all were. And I got it right on all of them.
Of course you did. You were really good at that. So what happens is Emma has a whole swatch of different colours, doesn't she? She has like eight different...
So let's say she has blue, but she'll have all the tones of blue going through sort of from a French navy to a royal blue.
And they're
blue
in
to
like
sky
mini
blue.
Capes. So she wraps them around your neck.
Like a scarf.
Yeah. And then you sit in front of a mirror and you decide whether that tone is good for you or not good for you.
And it was really, really obvious with both of us. Almost immediately, you could see for yourself that some colours lift you, give brightness to your skin, because we weren't wearing any makeup. Yep. So it was purely coming from
the
colour.
We were a little bit tanned because we did it at the beginning of September. Yes. We both just got back from holiday.
But instantly, she'd put one on me and you'd go, oh no, and then another one, oh yes, and the same with you.
Yeah.
So it became obvious quite quickly what worked and what didn't.
Yes.
And it was a bit annoying because some of the colours I would choose to wear and I really like, and then they turned out to be colours that weren't the best colours for me.
Well, I mean, Emma said there's no rule to it. It doesn't mean you can never wear those colours, but if you just, she says, you know, sometimes when you walk into a room and your friends will go, I love that colour on you. It's more of that. It's sticking to that palette or just being aware of which palette works best on your skin.
Yeah, and she said often you will be naturally attracted to colours that tend to suit you.
Yeah.
You'll be drawn to those.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Isn't it?
So I was particularly annoyed at the end of the session that you...
Hold on.
Yeah.
So okay, then what happens at the end is once you've done the colour analysis with all the different swatches draped around your shoulders, she then tells you which season you are. It's either summer, winter, autumn or spring. And then she gives you a little mini swatch of whichever season you are, and it's got all the colours in it, but in that particular tone.
Yes. So then when you go shopping, you can have a quick look through your little tiny mini thing and see, oh yeah, that is one of my colours. And she did the lipstick thing.
But I've actually got a voice note from when she told us, well, she told me which season I was. Do you want to play it?
Let's hear it.
Right, so we've just finished our colour analysis and now we're going to get our very exciting results, aren't we?
We are.
Lauren's already guessed hers. What were you, Lauren?
I am an autumn.
And Lauren guessed it.
I did guess it.
I don't
fairly
have...
obvious.
I don't think it is obvious. I don't have a clue what I am, but Emma's about to tell us.
You're not an autumn.
You're not
an autumn.
How do you
know I'm not an autumn?
Because I could see how those very warm tones are not for you. You're not a spring.
No.
Because that was draining on you, which makes
like... But how do you know what was draining on me? How do you know it was spring that was draining on me?
Because it was the pastely, very cool pastels. So you're either a summer or a winter. And I would have had you down automatically before we did this process as a summer. But you're actually a winter.
She's a winter.
There you go.
You are. You are a winter. Yeah. You're bright. You're cool.
Thanks.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're pink-toned and you're blue-toned from your... You can tell from your veins, you're blue-toned, you're pink-toned on your skin, you're bright in your complexion and your features. And by going through the process and in your own admittance of colours that you like, colours that you're drawn to, colours you're really not drawn to...
Winter.
You're a winter.
Winter.
And now we're going to try your winter lip.
Ooh.
Your winter red lip.
So this was when it got quite interesting because she gave us a MAC lipstick.
She had four different red lipsticks, didn't she?
Yeah, to try.
And one to represent each season. Yeah. They obviously had different tones in them.
And we both found out that we'd been wearing the wrong red lipstick all our lives.
Yeah.
So we put our correct one on.
Yeah.
With no other makeup, and instantly...
It was unbelievable. And I've avoided this lipstick, because I know this lipstick, and I've avoided it because I just thought it was the wrong tone for me, because it's a bluey tone, it's a bluey red, like a deep red.
It was amazing on you. Like,
yes.
It was
had
just...
no makeup on, I looked like I had a full face of makeup on.
I can't...
likewise for you.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really clever.
It was brilliant. Anyway, it was so good that I immediately ordered both the lipsticks for
us
online.
You
did. We now own our own perfect red. But you know what? That's one of those things. That was like being given such a gift to be told, finally, in your mid-40s, this is the perfect red lip for you. Because you can hunt your whole life for the perfect red lipstick
and never find it. Look how animated you are.
I just thought this week was great.
So you were an autumn.
I was an autumn.
And I was a winter.
Yeah.
And I was... quite surprised to hear that I was a winter because I think I'm quite sunny. And I honestly felt when she told me I was a winter, this is so pathetic, it was like being put in Slytherin.
Because you thought that I would be a winter because I'm so dark with my dark
soul. I didn't think anything of what you would be, but I honestly felt like I'd been put in Slytherin.
No, because a winter is cool and bright.
Is it?
Yes, it is. And also,
surely you want to be summer.
No, because what's annoying is that you can wear black. Black is a winter colour.
I can wear black.
It makes you pop. And I can't wear black. And I like to wear black. So now I have to wear black on the bottom, but not on the top.
Are you saying
that
winter is actually the Gryffindor?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, but I do know what you mean by Gryffindor. And yeah, I would say
winter is the Gryffindor.
Yeah, I would say winter. I don't think anyone is better than another because it would depend. You could be a stunning blonde and you'll be a summer.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on your colouring. It's just...
It's not right or wrong.
There is no right or wrong. It's just what suits you.
It's just what it is. Yeah.
I'm an autumn and I don't particularly feel drawn to those autumnal colours. However, you may notice today, Nicole, that I've chosen to wear an autumnal toned scarf next to my face.
Is that why?
That is why.
But then I'm wearing a very light denim and I think this colour suits me.
It does because it's cool. And
because it's cool.
You see?
I've got it.
And another great...
That's why green suits me.
Yes. And another great
tip. Whenever I wear green, people always say, I love that colour on you.
But it has to be the right green.
Not a warm green.
Because I need a sort of muddier, mossy green.
So what would I need? Like an olivey green?
You need a cooler green, a cool toned, cooler, brighter green.
Yeah, like a bluey green.
Yes, that sort of thing. So a great tip that I learnt was if you really want to help with do your colours, wear your colours right and wear other colours, the best thing you can do is wear your best colours nearest to your face. And the easiest way to do that is with a scarf. And
hence the scarf.
Hence the scarf. And also...
It's also cold out.
It's also not an expensive purchase. In this case it is because it's a Louis Vuitton scarf, but you don't have to buy a
Louis
Vuitton.
You're wearing a Louis Vuitton scarf.
It was a gift. But...
From who?
A friend.
What friend?
A special friend.
What special friend? I'm a special friend. I wouldn't buy you a Louis Vuitton scarf.
Well,
who bought
this
you?
Girl did. Okay, just...
Who? Who bought you a Louis Vuitton scarf? Is it this Susie again?
No. Dr. Syra bought me the Louis Vuitton scarf for my 40th birthday. Is that allowed?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why it's allowed.
And I love it and I treasure
it. Because it was a very special present from a very old best friend.
Yes.
On a
special birthday.
On a very special birthday.
And also we, both of us have coveted this scarf for many, many years. And she bought herself one and then she bought me one.
That is such a lovely gift.
Well, she's just a lovely person. Anyway, and I love it and I love it and I still wear it and I love it. And also how convenient that it happens to be the correct colour for me.
Right, come on, let's summarise.
Let's summarise both in one go.
Well, we've kind of summarised the glasses.
Well, did anything work with the glasses for you?
I think they're great in terms of how they look, how they're designed, how they're made.
Yeah.
And I think it's very clever.
Yeah.
I really do. I really do. And I think Annetta is onto something. It is not for me. Sorry, it's just not for me. I don't have the patience to wear them every day for 20 minutes. 20 minutes for me is far too long.
Yeah.
And I find them distracting and disruptive.
Okay.
But that's not to say that I think they would actually be a very good tool for somebody else. I think someone who struggles with anxiety, you get the right, or you're feeling overwhelmed, you get those right glasses on your face, I actually think they would be quite powerful.
Yeah.
They just didn't work for me. Thoughts? Yours?
Yeah, I mean, I feel similar to you, but I'm still going to keep them in my handbag for summer because I just love the pop of colour.
And you know what? Every time I go to the cemetery...
every time I go to a funeral, I'm going to pop them out. You're never going to let that lie, are you?
Never going to let it lie.
Okay.
You do come out with some corkers sometimes.
I don't feel I do. I feel I'm very vanilla mainstream and you seem to think I'm some eccentric. But there we go. That's the beauty of our relationship.
I don't think you're eccentric. I just think we're very different.
We're very different. As for the colour therapy, what worked? Well, now I know for sure I have been christened in autumn and I will take that and run with it.
I now know that I am in Slytherin.
You're not. I can't believe you're taking winter as a negative. I'd love to be a winter. Great colours in winter.
I'm not saying it's a negative. It is what it is. Yeah. I love my new lipstick. I do wear it a lot.
Yep.
Emma was fantastic.
She was absolutely brilliant and it was such a fun morning with her.
It really was. I mean, yeah. I know her personally, so it's always great fun to hang out with her. And she's the most stylish, gorgeous woman you'll ever meet.
She really is.
So she's always quite inspiring to be around. And she's brilliant at what she does. So
yeah.
That was great. So yeah. If you want to get in touch with Emma to do this, then by all means, all her details are in our show notes and you can find her on Instagram. We'll put it all in our show notes.
I think we should add, because we do always like to talk about the cost and we do like to do things that are free. The glasses are not terribly expensive. I mean, if you buy one pair, they're really not. And also, I was very surprised to find out that Emma does not charge what some other ladies...
Well, there are some people that charge hundreds
and
hundreds of pounds.
When I looked
this.
Into it, there was a company that were charging £345.
Yeah,
to do a colour therapy session.
Emma charges 50?
£45.
Okay.
So, if you do want to get this done, if maybe you are buying a new wardrobe, or you're starting a new job, or you want a fresh look,
and also she said it's also a very nice gift.
Oh, it's
for
a great,
someone.
You know what? I never thought of that. It's
a Christmas
a nice
present.
Gift.
It's a very nice Christmas present.
Yeah, because it's a really fun experience.
It's a really...
As well as being useful.
It really is, if you're London-based, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's our show on colour therapy. We hope you enjoyed it. We will be back on Wednesday with a new... Well, an old...
A self-care snippet.
So we'll be back on Wednesday for that. And then we're back on Friday with the epilogue show. We'll be hearing from you guys what you think about colour therapy in the meantime. Get your reviews in. Please get your reviews
please.
In. Please subscribe
Pretty
to the
please.
Show. And you can email us hello@selfcareclub.co.uk and we will be back on